to the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey, where Scott does his weekly check-in with nutrition coach Cheryl Masso every week live on our YouTube channel. Make sure you like and subscribe and hit that notifier so you'll first know when new episodes come out. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey. My name is Scott Switzer. I'm the Clydesdale. She is Cheryl Masso. She's my nutrition coach. And before we get into something about my weight loss journey, I need a huge shout out to a member of the Clydesdale family. It was officially released about half an hour ago that our very own Carolyn Prevost finished fifth in the open and won $5,000.
Woohoo! That's awesome. So,
huge, huge shout out to Carolyn Prevost.
It's funny because she's becoming one of my favorites very quickly. I don't know, just because I connect with her and Lex like in the DM, and I just feel like she's somebody that I could totally see myself having fun times, conversating, training with her, not on her level anymore. Yeah. But
yeah, we announced the top five last Thursday. The only change from that was Grace Walton was assessed a penalty.
I saw that.
She fell from first to second, and Von Rohr, whatever her first name is, went from second to first.
Wow. I don't know how I feel about the open because of it only being three workouts, but it's still, it's an amazing feat. But I do think that the open would be better if it was five when it comes to winning the open. But I guess it's like a single day competition. It's like winning a single day competition is really what it's like. So
yeah, I'm really conflicted with it because I think it is a lot on affiliate owners.
Yeah.
To set it up. I know my gym used to go all out for the open the 5 weeks. By week five, everybody's so dead.
Yeah. That's a good point. But you get what I'm saying? It's kind of like the difference between a 1 day CrossFit competition versus like a 2 or 3 day CrossFit. There's only so much.
Looking at it as an athlete. I'm looking at it as I was the head judge for my gym back then.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha.
Like getting all the judges in and getting all everybody set up and all the heats assigned. And yeah, by week five, you're just like, please let this be over.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, congratulations, Carolyn. Open's over. Moving on to quarterfinals. 25% of people. See how that's going to go. That'll be the big one. I wonder how many people are actually going to sign up. Let's talk about you, though. I've been seeing a lot more selfies of you posting, showing up at the gym, which is making me happy. So how are you feeling being back in the community?
Really good. Really good. It's funny because it's that spring break time. So like every time I go back, there's people that I haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. So it's like a trickle effect as I go back. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah.
But it's been good. I took the one selfie and then Lex texted me and said, you need to do this every time. And the problem is sometimes I just forget. Like I can barely walk at the end. So like getting to my car, last thing I think about is taking a selfie after I'm done.
Well, how many days a week are you trying to get to the gym realistically?
So the first 2 weeks I did 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. This week, I think I'm pretty positive I'm going to get 3 to 4.
Okay. And you're still doing stuff at home the other days.
Yeah. Okay. So I have this noon meeting that got scheduled before I blocked off my calendar. I need that to bleed out and like be done. Mm-hmm. They keep canceling them. So it looks good for the rest of the week. I just got to get that to go away. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be set up for.
Yeah. I mean, let me ask this last question about that, because I know it sounds like you're always trying to like make it fit. What's the worst case scenario if you had to go after work?
It's a long story.
I mean, at the end of the day, like that would not be a bad option because you're a night owl anyways. You know, you're not a morning person by any means.
So
not every day, but if there was a couple of days a week where like you need to get to the gym and you go after work, like I'm assuming that there's probably.
Okay. I guess I'm just comfortable with my group at noon.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to like, I was very imbalanced in my life. Mm-hmm. And like the evening time, my time for me and my wife.
I had a feeling that was what was going to come up, but I think that it's also important that like asking yourself, is a couple of days a week, you going to the gym, really getting obsessive?
It's not, but I also learned that if I work out in my garage, there's a really good chance my wife comes out and joins me.
Okay. As long as you're getting something in, I'm fine with that. But if it's you're skipping the gym and you're not going at all, then that's not a good thing. And that's also not balanced in a relationship either. If you're having to, I can't go to the gym after work because that's, you know, sacred. It's just at the end of the day on your end, if your wife was like, hey, I want to go to a class at 5:30, you'd be like, go for it. You know? So, you know, obviously if every single meal was missed because your wife was always at the gym, that'd be a different story, but just something to consider, you know, like, hey, yeah. Do you mind if I go to the gym today? I know that, you know, can we do dinner a little bit later together? I've been getting crushed at work and I really like would love to be able to go to the gym today. So just something to think about.
Right. But you have to remember too, that my podcast takes up some of my evenings too. So it's that balance of it all.
Yeah. Agreed. But you don't have a podcast every night and you know your work schedule. So it might be like, hey, I have a meeting on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Maybe those days are like, okay, I don't have a podcast. I'm going to go to the gym that day in the afternoon. Just, we don't have to focus on that, but I also want you to realize like, we all have to learn to be flexible. You know, like if there's a day where like you don't get to the gym, but you, and that keeps happening, like you might have to be flexible. Sometimes we all get into our comfort zone and sometimes we just have to shake it up a little bit. I think, like I said, as long as you're getting something in.
I think that's, but just to be honest, like that's way down the road for me right now, yeah. Not way down the road, but down the road, my intensity is not anywhere near what it needs to be eventually. And I'm getting to the gym enough to get my community. And I do have a garage gym. Good. To be able to back it up.
I'm happy with that. Listen, y'all, you got to take a step back by thinking the intensity is what you need. I want you to stop focusing on that. That's what I said. As long as you're getting something.
Intensity is just a word I'm using to describe that I am very limited in what I can do right now.
But you're pushing your workouts because you're leaving sore. You're telling me that you're leaving not walking. That's pushing intensity.
It is. But like, okay.
That's intensity. You don't need to be going any more intense. You're going at an intensity level right now. I think that what's happened is we all get like this, myself included. We're comparing ourselves to a previous version where what we're doing now would have been like a warm up. But our current level of fitness is making that feel pretty darn hard and leaving us pretty sore. So it's pretty effective. Like, we're not going to talk about the schedule right now because I know that you're getting workouts in, but I'm just saying if it gets to be a place where like your schedule is getting in the way and all of a sudden you're not able to get to the gym two or three times a week, you might want to consider, hey, I might have to switch to an evening class if my schedule keeps getting in the way of me getting some community every couple of days. That's all I was saying, but we can move on from that topic.
So Wad Zombie says, I had a home gym a few times and gone to a global gym. I can't push myself the way I can. And I completely, completely agree.
Yeah, agreed. But
that's not where I'm at right now.
And the thing is like, do we need to push ourselves that hard for our workout to be effective? That's the other question to ask ourselves, because I've been doing CrossFit for a long time, just like y'all have. And I know when I first started, if I didn't leave the workout, like feeling like shit, like on my back, I'd be like, I didn't go hard enough. And I don't do that very often anymore, and I'm still getting pretty fit, and I'm getting strong again. Yay! This isn't about me though. So just yeah.
So I'm in a position where I'm just trying to flush stuff out. I'm trying to get back to where I can do most things again.
Yep.
I am still limited in what I learned yesterday. Is I under fatigue, I can't lay on my back.
Okay.
I cannot breathe. So there's still some kind of fluid in there working its way out. I can do it in warm up, but the minute I get under fatigue, I cannot. So like bench press was in the workout yesterday. So I just, in the middle of the workout, switched to seated dumbbell strict presses.
Yeah.
Just so I'm still moving, I'm still getting a stimulus, and I'm not laying on my back.
Well, let's kind of go roll in away from the workouts a little bit and talk. I know that you had your cardiology follow-up. So do you want to fill us in on that?
Yeah. So to close out the workout stuff, I asked him about doing the workouts. He's all for it. Keep doing it. He thinks it's awesome. But just listen to my body for now. Mm-hmm. If it's talking to me, modify to something else. And the other thing he said to me is no pre-workout.
Yeah, I would agree. He doesn't want you jacking your heart rate up.
Yeah. So, which I have not been doing.
Yeah.
But he said, yeah, you don't need that.
I love that a doctor tells a CrossFitter to listen to their body. Yeah, I know how to do that. I'm making a joke. We're just notorious for like CrossFit communities. As a coach, I remember these days, you go in to coach a class and you see the workouts, pull-ups, and you see that guy come in and he's like holding his shoulder and he's like doing this number and he's like stretching and he's this. And he's like, I'm like, hey, your shoulder okay? He's like, yeah, I just got a little funk and I'm just going to like roll it out a little bit. And I'm like, why don't we modify? He's like, in the workout, he's like, no, I'm all right. 2 days later, the guy's like, can't lift up my arm. It's like, dude, just scale the ring rows. We don't know how to listen to our bodies. But anyways, I'm glad to hear that the cardiologist is on board with you staying fit.
He also put me on, I had to get one of those cardio mobiles.
Okay.
It takes a portable EKG and tracks it on my phone.
Okay. That's good.
So it's a way that if I feel weird, I can take it. If it detects the irregularity, I can send that PDF directly to my doctor.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, that's good. So how have you been doing with steps and movement outside of the gym? Let me see if it's pulling up on my Apple Health.
Sorry, I had to cough there.
That's okay.
I'm walking a lot. I don't know why my watch is not tracking. I don't know if it needs cleaned. I don't know what's going on. It doesn't even track workouts or it's, I don't know. It's either that or I got a new iPhone like a week and a half ago. And ever since, everything is kind of jacked up.
Okay. Is it on your, is there an app on your watch for your watch that tracks the data?
There is an aspect of my watch that tracks that. But I don't know what's going on with it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the phone and the settings changing because it's a new phone and everything reset.
Like I can see your weekly averages, but I can't see your dailies. And that's really weird. Oh, no, I can see your dailies. But I mean, the highest I'm seeing is a 4,500. So I don't, like you said, it might be something funky with your watch, but I would definitely be checking because it's definitely tracking something, but, you know, not maybe tracking all of them. Or if that sounds about right, that might be about right based on your schedule. You know,
I went for a long walk last night with my dog and I worked out yesterday and it barely tracked any steps at all.
Well, maybe that's realistically all you had though. I mean, when you say a long walk with your dog, if you go for a 30-minute walk, that's probably about maybe 2,000 steps.
I mean, we're talking two-hour walk.
You went on a walk.
1 hour walk, double the half hour.
Okay, 1 hour walk. So if I walk an hour, I'm probably going to be at about 8,000 steps.
Right. That's what I'm telling you. Like, and I told you, like, last week I went and I filmed Rudy and I walked around his gym like the whole time getting different angles and it never recorded hardly a step. Like, so I need to get a new watch. I don't know.
Maybe what you can do is when you go for a walk, turn on the walk as a fitness thing. Try that this time.
Okay.
So whenever you go for a walk, turn on walk. Like whatever it says, record fitness or whatever. Like on my Apple Watch, it says record workout. And it gives me the option, like click to record a walk. And it will record the walk. This way I can say, hey, he's actually going for a walk. But just because I'm checking in on all the little things. Okay, now we're going to go into Scott's nutrition. So what is going on, Jake? What are we talking about here? I started talking about walking and now I see notes about erections and sausages. So I don't know what I missed in the chat here, but oh, here we go. Working out is like cooking sausages. If you go too fast, you'll burn them and not do them properly. Takes too long, you're not to eat. Oh, interesting. Heidi told me not to read his comments, so I'm just going to stop there. Although he did mention that you got a haircut.
I did.
Yeah, it does look nice.
First one since I went in the hospital.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that that's done, let's kind of go into nutrition. So I did notice that last week was a little off. So just kind of fill me in, you know, Monday, you had a good day, solid day log. Tuesday, you only had breakfast and lunch. And then Wednesday, you had breakfast, lunch, and dinner logged, no snacks. Thursday was nothing. Friday was nothing. Saturday was a normal day, a little low on protein. Sunday seemed like a normal day. So I guess fill me in on like the later part of the week.
So again, I thought, unless I'm dreaming it, I thought I entered stuff in to my phone. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. I ate normally those 2 days. So I don't understand.
Yeah. So let's talk about this because this is something that I think that we got to address. All right. When it comes to you entering your food, right? When are you entering your food at?
So I usually enter the first two meals at around lunchtime.
Okay.
And then I eat dinner and I log all that right after.
Okay. So when you log your food, it shows up in the app.
Yes. What I see.
Yeah. And it syncs on the computer. Like I've used my fitness pal. It's got a computer desktop and that. So if you have to be logging it because if you didn't log it, like how are you checking to make sure like, all right, I'm on track for my day. I'm going to hit my nutrition targets. I'm not. Like, I just want to know how you're doing that. If you're not actually taking a look at it, because I would be after lunch, if I go back in there, I'm like, oh, it didn't seem to save. I would have been like, okay, let me take a look at what was logged and not logged. Maybe it didn't save right. Like you're not getting that happening to you or you're not addressing that.
I haven't been this week. No.
Okay. Cause I want to check in on that kinds of stuff. Cause I don't want you starting to slip up on your tracking and all that kinds of stuff. And you know, oh, I just, you know, I was pretty much eating the same thing. Cause I know you don't eat the same thing every day. You eat some of the same things, but not every meal is the same. And I don't want us to get lax again because that's when you stop taking care of yourself. And I want to make sure that just because you're out of the clear with the doctors, that you're not starting to, you know, kind of take the foot off the gas a little bit. I want you being smooth sailing.
I mean, I tracked all weekend and checked at night and saw where I was at.
Yep. Protein is still a little bit low. So that's going to be the main thing that I really want to focus on today is just getting the protein up, you know? So I think it really comes down to just having one more snack or including protein with your snack. You know, like I'm, you know, you really don't snack a whole bunch, but when you do, I want you trying to find a way to get some protein in with that snack.
Okay.
That's really where you're missing that. In terms of food quality, I do see you getting in more veggies, which I love. You know, I think that you're doing a good job with the grains. Let me just take a look at the fiber. And again, it's kind of hard because I really only have I've got 4 days really where I can take a look at everything. But for the most part, fiber's over close to 30, which I'm good. How's your gut been?
Much, much better.
Okay. Burping's getting better.
Yep.
Good. Sleep.
For most nights it's pretty good. Sunday night was not great, but the rest of the nights have been even better than before.
Okay. And what about your appetite?
It hasn't been.
Like you're usually getting a couple of snacks in, and right now I feel like you're kind of.
I have not been hungry the last few days. Now, usually like after I work out, it's hard for me to eat. Like I really have to force myself. Mm-hmm. But yesterday I didn't have to. But then I wasn't hungry for snacks.
Yeah. So like so far today, you have nothing logged so far today.
Right.
So when do you typically log your food for today?
So Tuesdays are my busiest day. Like I have zero time. I'm like catching things in the middle. So it would be after this podcast, I would log.
And how do you plan? The reason I'm saying is I think this is why you're missing the mark on your protein. Because it's now going to be 4:30. We're going to get off here. You probably have some loose end stuff to finish up. Then you're going to get ready for dinner. And now you're trying to log and figure out how much protein you've already hit for today and where you're at with your calories and then trying to finish off the night. And I think that that's where you're missing the mark a little bit. So I think that we need to get you, I think at breakfast time, like go ahead and log breakfast, lunch, and a snack then, because I know that dinner is your variable. And this way you can have that flexibility for dinner time. You know, before your day gets crazy busy, I would do it in the beginning of your day when you're not having to worry about things or during one of those wonderful meetings you have where you can just be zoning out and not thinking about work for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's where, and I'm only doing this because I know that you have goals and like, I care about you. And if I don't be honest with what I need, then we're not going to get further. So like right now, I think we need to get you a little bit more accountable to pre-tracking because you're still not hitting consistently on your protein numbers. And when I say hitting them, you don't have to be like on the dot, but like being at 105 grams of protein a day is just not enough. You know, I want to get that number up, 125, 69 grams. Like I want to get that number up. So that's what I want you to focus on this week.
Okay.
Okay. Scale wise, you know, your weight seems to be moving down. So 284.2, that was today.
Yep.
Okay. And I mean, that's motivating, but again, I don't want it to be like, you know, missing the mark on what matters in terms of your health. You know, when it comes to losing weight, people have to realize this. Your body is not, when you're losing weight and you're not getting in enough protein, your body is going to want to utilize and burn off muscle. Why? Because muscle is expensive. When it comes to being in a calorie deficit, remind yourself that you are taking away energy from your body. You're pulling from your bank account, okay? And your muscle tissue is expensive. It requires energy. So in a calorie deficit, your body's going to be like, okay, I really want to hold on to this energy. What can I get rid of that is costing me so much energy? Oh, this muscle tissue right here. And this is why it's really even more important when somebody is not lifting often, which you're getting back into the gym, to ensure that they're getting in enough protein. Because people focus so much on the scale and they're not focusing on the fact that you want to lose fat. You don't want to lose weight to stay the same body fat. You want to lose fat. So we've got to get that protein number up. that's going to make the biggest changes in your physique, how you look, and also your blood biomarkers and all that kinds of stuff as well. So that's why I'm really pushing the protein this week. Heidi wants pictures. You're being quiet right now.
Well, no, I'm just thinking.
Yeah. Just thinking about what?
The picture thing. I don't know.
You don't need to do that.
That's just a lot for me.
We can't even get you to take a selfie at the gym. We're not taking photos of your food every day. Although I did think it would be cool. I did one of these recently, what I eat in a day. It would be really cool to have like a Scott's what I eat in a day. But we can maybe do that next week. Like have you post.
Okay.
We could do it like, well, not every day, but like have a what we could even do it on this podcast. Show the photos too. You can post it on your stories and we can highlight it here. But that would be cool for us to kind of see. Here's what I eat in a day. Breakfast, lunch, snack, dinner, snack, whatever it is. But I really want to get that protein number up for sure. So.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. So we will settle for a selfie from Cheryl every day. Nick, I think maybe Nick is trying to ask me at the dinner or something. I'm just kidding. I got to put my school teacher glasses on then maybe. So, but what is Jake talking about here? Everything we eat. Ever played Beer Man? I'm looking at some of these. Now we're talking drinking games. We got to watch this guy, Jake, man, talking about sausages and erections. Now he's bringing up drinking pints of beers. Interesting how things can just go off in different directions on this episode. All right. So
the time in my life, I was Beer Man a lot.
Not me. I was never really a beer drinker. I was, you know, it's going to be so funny. You guys probably wouldn't. What would you think if you were to guess what my drink of choice would have been? What do you think it would have been?
Gin and tonic.
Oh, man. If I was to guess yours, I think that you're a craft beer kind of guy.
Yeah, later in life, that definitely was.
Yeah.
That's what I switched to.
Growing up, when I say growing up, 20s, when I actually used to drink, it was Jägermeister.
I love me some Jägermeister.
Jägermeister and Jäger bombs. Ever had an Irish car bomb?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man. I couldn't even think about drinking one of those right now. But and Guinness, dark beer. It's probably the furthest thing from anybody's thoughts of what I would be drinking. But that's what I used to drink. And so now I don't.
I love bourbon. But my favorite liquor is rum. Anything with rum.
Yeah.
And then during the winter, I love like a dark beer, like stout, porter.
Yeah. That's like I was Guinness. I like the Guinness, but
during the summer I like an IPA.
Now I just don't really drink.
Yeah, I haven't had a drop of alcohol in a while.
It's a waste of calories for me. And I get it. Some people need that. For me, I'm like 25 carbs, I could totally do some food. I'd rather have the chips. That's just me. But yeah.
So Chris says, lost my pointer here. There we go. 30 pack was my favorite brand. Even in my biggest drinking days, I was a beer snob. If I'm drinking, then it better taste good.
Yeah.
Like I never got into the cheap stuff.
Like the Coronas or the,
like even worse, like Busch or
Busch?
Milwaukee's Best or.
Oh man. Oh, how about Coors? That was a pretty cheap beer too, right?
Yeah, that's still high end for some of the stuff my friends would drink.
Yeah. Yeah, we drank when I was in like high school, we would drink cheap shit too. Absolute vodka. Oh.
Man, you're really bougie if you think that's like bottom of the barrel.
No, there was another one that was worse. Not Absolute. It was, and it wasn't Smirnoff, but I believe it began with an S, and I can't think of the name of it right now. That's how long ago it was.
So we have Kroger shopping stores here, and yep. They have their own brand of vodka. And that's what my daughter, when she went to college, she said we drank Shitty K, and that was Kroger vodka.
Ugh, we drank horrible stuff. So I don't know. But anyways, this is not an alcohol show. This is a nutrition show. But I guess alcohol is a part of that. So, but yeah. So what about this week? Anything coming up this week for you?
Easter.
Oh, that's true. This is a good thing. So Good Friday and also Easter Sunday. So you have Easter plans with your family?
Yeah, my mom is coming over. My nephew is smoking a brisket, and it's been made into pastrami.
Ooh, that's different for our Easter dinner.
Yeah, so pastrami may be my favorite thing in the world. So yeah, super stoked about that.
My grandfather used to love pastrami sandwiches, pastrami on rye. I was definitely more of a Reuben, corned beef, little sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, and the old Thousand Island dressing. That was my thing. But he liked the pastrami on rye. So that's good. So your mom's coming. Do you guys have kids or anything that you have to like entertain? Easter egg hunting and all that stuff or no?
I don't think so. Not this time.
Yeah. My nephew, we'll probably do something with him. We'll do Easter dinner. And that's pretty much what we're going to do. So obviously church. I'll go to church Good Friday and Sunday.
Wad Zombie Rabbit is lean meat, healthy. So just catch Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Roast it on the spit.
Oh, no. But yeah, well, that's going to be a fun weekend. So I think the main thing this week is just really getting you back into being consistent with your tracking. Obviously, Easter meal doesn't have to be tracked. You can take that day and enjoy with your family, just like I tell all of my clients. You know, if you probably don't get an Easter basket at this point in your life, or do you? Does your wife get you an Easter basket?
I don't think so.
Yeah. My mom still gets me Easter candy. She does. But she's evolved. She's kind of learned what I will eat now. So she'll get like dark chocolate almonds or like whatever. She'll find things that she'll think I'll eat. So, and it'll last me for like 6 months. She knows my favorite is Reese's are probably the one candy that I do really like, but it's only the seasonal ones. Like the Reese's eggs, the Reese's pumpkins, the Reese's Christmas trees, the hearts. It's not even like the little Reese's that I like, but the actual, because they have more peanut butter. So she'll probably get me some of those.
So I'm not a chocolate guy, but I love, my favorite candy in the world is jelly beans.
Yeah. The real jelly beans, like the old fashioned ones, or do you like the jelly bellies and the, like, cause you know, obviously the old fashioned ones I'm talking about, like the ones that you would get, like the, what were they called? Bratches. Is that the brand? Like the real old. Yeah. Like the regular traditional jelly beans. No, I'm the same way. Starburst jelly beans.
No, if it's made by a jelly company, it's probably the best. So like Welch's is making jelly beans now. Yeah. Those are the ones I like.
I like the Starburst jelly beans.
I like those too.
When those came out, I was like, oh, these are awesome. But I like those, and I like Jelly Bellies, but I like the Starburst ones the best. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, I don't want my jelly bean to taste like popcorn or.
Yeah, I don't buy those ones. I get the, you know, I do like going to the Jelly Belly stores where you can like get your own, pick them out. They do have some gross flavors though.
Yeah.
So, and I never got into the whole, like, you know how you can like take one of these and one of these and it tastes like strawberry cheesecake, or you did and get all that into all that stuff. But yeah, well, cool. Well, hopefully you'll get some Easter candy and fit that into your plan. Don't let your blood sugar, by the way, how's your blood sugar been this week? Good.
We're now in the teens. So another 10 points down. Yeah. Doing well.
Awesome. So I think that you're on the track to get off of the medications. I think that you will be. Hey man, this is nutrition is candy and alcohol. I mean, that's part of it. In fact, Nick was on I did a podcast this morning on carnivore. So if y'all haven't had a chance to listen to that one, you can, but I mean, talked about the fact that like life is moderation, you know, like shouldn't feel guilty for enjoying a little bit of chocolate on Easter or a few jelly beans. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, if every day you're just, you know, filling your diet with chocolate and jelly beans, that's a different story. So
Heidi actually said, just eat extra pastrami for more protein.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of sodium. And I also talked about today on the podcast, the whole
extra sodium.
Yeah, it's a lot of sodium, salty pastrami. Isn't it cured?
It's pickled.
Yeah, it's cured, right? They use a lot of salt.
Yeah.
I guess less if you're making it at home, more if you're buying it store-bought. But what I was going to say was people talk about the whole meat being linked to cancer thing. And people don't recognize that, like, the main reason that there's one specific factor that really differentiates the whole meat linked to cancer. It's talked about on my podcast today. Is like, if you're charring your meat, you're smoking your meat, you're doing that stuff, you are putting yourself, you're exposing yourself to carcinogens, not telling you not to smoke your food and not telling you that. But like, when people talk about the cancer link with protein and animal protein, that really is the one thing that they're not considering, is the way you cook your protein does expose you to different things, you know? So like they tell you not to, you shouldn't be like literally burning your food. Although we all like that. Like, nothing tastes better than like the crusty skin on like protein that's been on the grill. So yeah.
If you're burning your food on a smoker, you're doing it wrong.
Well, the smoke in general is meant to not be, you know, ingested, is what they're saying. I'm just going down the rabbit hole of why people are like, oh, protein and animal proteins linked to cancer. It's like, it's not the protein. It's usually the method of cooking. I want to put this up here. Some of us do not have an internal moderator, sadly. So here's the deal, is we all do have an internal moderator, but when it comes to the problem, it's that we're no longer listening to our internal moderator. We are no longer living in a time where there is limited access to food and all we have access to is plants and animals. You can find food on every corner. You can smell food in the kitchen cooking. You can go to your cupboard. So there's food everywhere. And there's also a lot of thoughts around foods and beliefs about foods and people having beliefs about what they need to be doing with foods. I shouldn't be eating that. I can't be doing this. If you have two kids playing in a playground and you ask a kid if he wants something and he's like, no, I don't want that. But then the other kid starts playing with it and now he wants it and he can't have it. And you tell him he can't have it. He wants it more. It's like, it's just common nature. It's like human nature is that when we tell ourselves that we can't have something, we suddenly want it more. It makes it more desirable. So our internal moderator is no longer, we're not honoring it anymore because people are so, one, exposed to the fact that they can have food whenever they want, and two, but also trying to make sense of the external signals that they're getting from all of the thoughts that are being fed, you know, whether it's, you shouldn't have this, this is bad, this is good, all that kinds of stuff. So it just ends up making it that. And add to that, people that are always trying to control their weight. If you're always trying to watch your calories and lose fat and never just letting yourself eat to satiety, now you have other signals internally that your body is shelling out, leptin and ghrelin, saying, hey, I'm hungry because you're not feeding me enough. And it's going to make you crave those things. And I say this because I love when a client has dealt with these issues and they start working with me and they're like, I can't believe I finally feel like after so many years, I can have a slice of cake and not feel like I have to eat five slices of cake, or I can actually control myself and enjoy myself, or I can say no and not feel guilty about it. It's something I feel very passionate about. I love helping people find balance. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, so extra pastrami, extra protein.
Sausages, erections.
Keep the fiber up.
Yep, for sure. So here we go again. Jake and this talk is just, we're going to end up getting banned from YouTube. I got to stop talking about it. But anyways, well, I guess we'll talk next week and we'll get to recap Easter, and hopefully we'll have some solid workouts in this week.
Sounds good. With that, we will head out for the day. And thank you for everybody in the chat. We will catch everybody next time on Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey. Bye, guys.
Bye.
C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCor are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.